Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report today with Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest early today are called mixed amid variable inventory positions for the weekend and early next week. Livestock dealers and market managers said some plants still need additional loads for Saturday through Tuesday, while other plants appear to be well supplied through the middle of next week. Several packers have trimmed their slaughter rates to balance their operations with the number of hogs available. Peoria's called steady to firm with a top price of 45 even. They say the market could be fully steady to higher if some plants need more hogs for Saturday or early next week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, May 1st, negotiated swine purchases were $10,738. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 60 even to 77.25. The weighted average was 70.77. That was up 94 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 43.75 to 57 even. The weighted average was 54.47. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 17,826. The base price range there, too, was 60 even to 77.25. The weighted average was 73.11, up 24 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 50.75 to 59.36, with the weighted average 56.61.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade in Chicago. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. First, a look at our rather rainy growing areas weather, at least in our area. Here is forecaster Mike Solem. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Yes, rainy weather not only today, tonight, but scattered showers in the eastern Corn Belt through the weekend. And then another storm system. Right now, there's a little bit of a disagreement between the American and the European computer models. The American model has us much wetter for the middle of next week, with a storm system moving into the western Corn Belt on Tuesday, spreading across the main Corn Belt on Wednesday, and then departing off to the east on Thursday. And again, the American model quickly follows that with another system, but generally headed from the northwestern plains towards the Great Lakes, a little less significant than the early week storm next week. But that one arrives on Saturday. Now, the European model takes the precipitation that will be forming in the plains on or around Tuesday and basically splits it into two areas, one moving to the north into the Great Lakes by Thursday, and the other with lesser amounts of rain for northern Illinois and most of Indiana. It does keep a fair bit of precipitation across southern Illinois for Wednesday and in through Thursday. So, again, the disagreement on the computer models, and still questions as to what will take shape next week. But one thing is certain, we need dry and warm weather to get the corn in the ground. If it doesn't evolve that way, if we don't see the warmer, drier weather, some producers may switch from corn to soybeans if seed supplies are available. The forecast for the next 2 weeks is a little bit wetter, obviously, after discussion on the computer models, wetter than the models that ran yesterday. Second half of May will have to be warm and mostly dry to get the corn in the crop again to try to gain on some of the schedule that we are well behind now across the area. For the Delta and the Southeast, widespread rain will fall in the Delta and southeastern states today through the weekend, and that will cause setbacks to field works in many locations. Net drying is likely from the southern Delta through southern Georgia next week, and planting should resume there. Meanwhile, frequent storm systems will bring additional rain to the region from the northern Delta through northern Carolina and Virginia, and that would induce more of planting delays there. There will be an important period of dry weather for the region expected during the mid-month of May. As far as outside the U.S. borders, looking at Australia, light rain concentrated in Victoria yesterday with a few isolated showers occurring in New South Wales and along the Pacific coast. Most of Australia's production areas will see dry conditions over the next 7 days. And computer forecast models have been fairly consistent, showing an increase in precipitation for the second week of a two-week forecast period for Australia. However, timing and precipitation intensity are of low confidence and may be subject to change. Any increase in rainfall would certainly be welcome, boosting topsoil moisture to create an improved environment for the winter wheat, barley, and canola planting and the seed germination. Light seed maturation and harvesting of sorghum and cotton crop across Australia will continue to advance favorably throughout the balance of the two-week forecast period. China, a mix of rain and sun, will continue to promote favorable conditions for developing winter wheat and rapeseed crop there. Some delays to spring corn planting can be expected while showers and thunderstorms occur, but progress is not expected to come to a complete standstill across China. Northeastern China will benefit the most from additional precipitation over the next couple weeks, as the region is still harboring moisture deficits from last summer, and recent rainfall has improved conditions for early spring wheat development as well as the early corn planting there. Any additional rain over the next couple weeks will be welcome and help to maintain an improving environment across China's grain areas. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to the overnight trade in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened overnight at 8:41, up a penny and a half. It last traded overnight at 3¾ cents up. The Chicago May contract didn't trade. June, or July rather, opened overnight at 7.93, up 3, last traded up 1. September, 8:04¼, or check that, it opened at 8:08, up 3½ cents, and last traded up 3¾. December, 8:25¼, up 2¼ cents, last trade up 3. March at 8:42¾, up 3/4 cents, last trade down 3½. July of next year's wheat, 8:31, down 4 on the open, last trade up 4. In the corn pit, May opened overnight at 6:03¼, down 2½ cents, last trade down 2¾. July, 6:15, down 2¼, last trade down 4¼. September, 8:26½, down 1/4, last trade down 3¼. December corn opened overnight at 6:31½, unchanged, last traded down 5. March, 6:40, down 1¼, last trade down 4¼. May corn for next year, 6:45¼, down 3¾, last trade down 7. And next year's July corn, 6:51, down 2, last traded down 2½. Now to the bean complex. The nearby May contract opened at 12:52 overnight, down 6¾ cents, last traded, though, up 4. July, 12:71, unchanged, last trade down 2. August, 12:55, down 5, last traded, unchanged. September beans, 12:21¾, down 5¼, last trade down 10¼. November, 11:90, down 3¼ cents, last traded up 1/4. And January at 12:03¼ on the open, down 3, last traded down 4¾. So a mixed market overnight in the bean pit. In the products, May soybean meal, 3:20.50 on the open overnight, down 2.90, last traded down 40. July, 3:31.30, up 1.80, last trade down 1.50. May bean oil, 55.75, down 1 on the open and the last trade. And July oil, 56.15, down 20, last traded up 15. We are not able to get Jackie Vakes from West Bend, Wisconsin on the phone this morning. We'll give you what Reuters has to say as far as a pre-opening call, starting with the wheat. They're calling for a 2 to 3 cent higher day today in wheat, on the open rather. They're looking for a technical recovery from yesterday's declines and maybe some support from some cold weather that's set to enter U.S. wheat areas over this weekend. The Asian trade for soft red winter wheat on the Board of Trade was up 3¾ cents to down 10 cents a bushel. In the corn pit, they're calling for a 3 to 5 cent lower opening call. Profit taking is what they believe will happen after yesterday's late rally, and positioning ahead of the weekend may weigh on prices as well, but they'll be underpinned by wet and cold weather in the U.S. that's still delaying corn plantings. We're all familiar with that. In the bean pit, they're looking for a mixed call, at least Reuters is. We'll get a more longer view look at the beans, if I can find it here. The soy outlook in one mine, Dow Jones Newswires, calling for a little bit weaker than the Reuters report. Bean futures, they say, are called to open a session in a weak fashion after a weaker tone on overnight trading in the key outside market. The U.S. dollar, that's in a bearish posture for the grains and soy complex futures. The dollar is solidly stronger again early today following a U.S. jobs report that was deemed friendly for the dollar. They're calling beans 2 to 4 cents lower, with bean meal called $1 to $3 lower and bean oil steady. The Pro Farmer Senior Market Analyst Brian Greet says today's trade basically comes down to three factors in the beans: the Argentine situation, the U.S. dollar, and weather. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Some storms in our forecast. We'll let you know of any severe weather coming up. Our time, Central Time, is 9 o'clock.